WWK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. CBS News has learned that the Trump administration moves to fire more than 400 employees at the Department of Homeland Security. And Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says layoffs will be forthcoming there after DOGE task force recommendations.
We have welcomed, as I mentioned this morning, the Department of Government Efficiency and Elon Musk with open arms. We welcome their input into how we can do our job at the USDA better and how important it is to do so.
The Justice Department moves to officially drop corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. CBS's Jake Rosen.
They felt that the charges brought against Mayor Adams were political weaponization by the Biden administration.
Vice President J.D. Vance and Ukraine's president at the Munich Security Conference discuss Russia's war in Ukraine. But as CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports from Munich,
the tea leaves were hard to read. We got almost nothing after the meeting between Zelensky, the Secretary of State, and the Vice President.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. This weekend, you might see another 5 to 7 inches. That's building on top of the 4 to 7 inches of snow that came down Wednesday. Tonight, a winter weather advisory will be in effect. 2 to 4 inches could come down tonight, with snowfall rates reaching up to an inch an hour. Light snow will continue tomorrow and on Sunday, and everything should be cleared out by noon. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. As you're still cleaning up from the first round, you're reminded to clear snow from sidewalks and ensure fire hydrants near your home are accessible. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has tips for moving the moisture.
Have a plan to clear the snow. I'd suggest shovel in shifts. And if you start sweating in freezing temperatures, take a break. Also, try to push the snow with a shovel rather than picking it up and tossing it. It's easier on the heart that's already working harder in cold conditions. Don't overexert yourself and ask for help if you need it.
A Milwaukee teacher's aide has been granted additional time to process her visa application. The ruling this morning averts a potential deportation for Yesenia Ruano. She says she fled gang violence in El Salvador in 2011 and was trafficked into the United States. There's been an ongoing visa process and questions about an imminent deportation. Home sales in the Milwaukee area saw a solid increase of 7% in January. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says the uptick is encouraging, especially as new listings rose by 10% compared to last year. However, despite the trends, the realtors say the market still struggles to meet demand due to interest rate hikes and a lack of new home construction. Some counties did better than others. Ozaukee, Racine, and Washington counties saw double-digit sales growth. Milwaukee and Kenosha counties had sales declines in the same time period. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Marquette looking for back-to-back wins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette on the road at Villanova a week from tonight. Marquette fell to 18th after losing three in a row. Head coach Chuck is smart on hoping his guys can get another win next Friday night.
We've been through a tough stretch the last few games. You know, we have a lot of pride in this program, so we don't take kindly to losing, and we have a sense of urgency to grow and improve.
In the Big Ten, Wisconsin battles the Purdue Boilermakers tomorrow at noon in West Lafayette. NBA All-Star Weekend in San Francisco. Damian Lillard is there competing in the three-point tournament tomorrow night and the All-Star Game Sunday evening. Baseball, Freddy Peralta named the Brewers starting pitcher for opening day in New York against the Yankees.
Keep doing what we've been doing. Everything starts here now. In spring training, pitchers and catchers, everything starts here, like, you know, making everybody feel comfortable and just wait for the position players and pull all that together and get ready for the season.
That's the Brewers ace, Freddy Peralta, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast.
It's 21 right now.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, are you exhausted, tired, fed up? We get it, but we want you to get involved. Luann Bird is going to join us to talk about ways to keep going. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes pina coladas, but hates getting caught in the rain, Pete Schwabba.
We are back. It is hour number two, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Valentine's Day. So great to have you with me on this Friday night here as we broadcast statewide like we do every night from beautiful downtown Green Bay. And I have, okay, so this is interesting. So today, folks, our next guest is Terry Barr, and this is Barr Band Friday night. And she's being flexible tonight because we have one of her favorites in studio after this segment. So it's kind of like an extended Barr Band tonight. So Terry was gracious enough to move her time up to 7:05, which is great because she introduced us to one of our guests. So I think that's awesome to begin with. But also, Terry was taking the quiz along with Emerson Lehman and crushed. Did she do better than Emerson?
I think she did.
She's like Miss Wisconsin, so of course, you know, I would not want to square off against Terry on that quiz. But let's bring her onto the show right now, our friend and one of our favorite frequent flyers here at Nightlight, Terry Barr. Hey, Terry.
Hi. I couldn't type fast enough to keep up with you guys. I was trying. I was spelling words wrong, and I was just all over the place. Oh.
I, for whatever reason, I can never spell the word Manitowoc. I always put an A in where there's like 18 O's or whatever. I never get that word right.
Yeah.
But you did, and you did very well in the quiz. I'm just looking over your answers.
I did okay on that one. I'm pretty familiar. What was the one? Oh, Muscadet. Because
Muscadet,
it
yeah.
says one thing, but it doesn't spell the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's kind of a different. We've had a lot of towns like that in Wisconsin, I think. Like.
Agreed.
Fiendsville, Oostburg, St. Niaz. I never know how
Shawano.
Shawano, yes.
Exactly.
How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Thank you very much.
I feel really special because a musician that I have taken a liking to sent me a Valentine's Day song. And that is what I'm going to be sharing with you tonight.
Wow. Okay. So, all right. So do you want to elaborate on that? Because I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't want to step on any toes.
Well, what I think is so funny, I know who you are speaking to after 7:30.
Yeah.
Yes, she is one of my longtime favorites.
She loves you, by the way.
Real quick about her. I met her when she was still in high school. She came on a different radio station where I was working to promote a Christmas holiday type program she was in. But she was the only high schooler, if you will. She was actually singing with a bunch of full-time musicians. So, you know, we're getting ready to bring her on air. And I'm thinking, huh, okay. Wow.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah.
So there's your promo for who's coming up after 7:30.
Extended Barr Band Friday night. We've never done this before, and that's why I think this is so cool. And you had Kaylin Cole on the show. You introduced us to her like 5 or 6 months ago, and I was such a huge fan. So when Jimmy messaged me just yesterday morning, I figured you guys are all in cahoots on this and everything. And I'm like, oh, yeah, perfect. And She's great. Kaylin is great. I can't wait to have her in the studio. So thank you again for the introduction.
Oh, she has such a personality, too. She is fun to watch perform.
Yes. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Okay, I can't wait to hear her after 7:30 with you.
So
here is the interesting thing. She writes a lot of non-Valentine type songs. So that's why I thought this was funny. I have a Valentine's Day song, and he wrote it kind of last minute. I'm talking about Tyler S.J. He's from the Appleton area. He grew up in North Dakota, but has called Wisconsin home for years and years. He sings, writes his own songs. The thing I love is he sent a description along with this song.
Oh.
So imagine this. He calls it a lovey-dovey little morsel. He wrote it for his wife, and he says it's really about the two of them growing up together and looking back at how it all happened. A lot of their stumbling blocks that he blames on himself and how they were able to hold it together.
Wow. A lot going on there. And
anyone else who has a, you know, kind of little lovebird thing going on will enjoy it too. He is at a show tonight in Appleton, and then he's got a bunch of shows throughout February, and you can find more about him, see him in Appleton, Green Bay, Door County. That's kind of the way he tracks.
Okay.
Tyler, it's TYLER-SJ.com.
Okay.
Pete, something I want to point out, though, and I think this is where I find him so fascinating. You know, his songs are so good that he writes, but I just discovered, now he has told me this in the past, but he actually has a blog on his website about his battle with alcohol, and he writes about how hard it's been and what he had to go through to finally go to rehab the last time, and he is now 4 years alcohol-free.
No kidding.
And I just, reading this blog is just impressive for this young man to be so open about it.
Yeah, totally. How old is he, Terry? Is he in his,
he has two little kids.
Okay.
And it's weird when you look at a photo of he and his wife, they look like they have to be in their late 20s, early 30s. I don't know for sure, but that's the look and feel I get of the photos I've seen.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. All right, so should we hear this song now? This is our special.
Yeah, let's take a listen. He said this came together really fast. He just all of a sudden got the urge to write this song for his wife.
I love this. Okay, this is Tyler. Say his name again, because I'm going to screw it up.
I say Tyler S.J., and he Tyler hasn't corrected me yet.
Okay, perfect. And Tyler-SJ.com if you want more information. So here is Tyler S.J. with I Brought You Flowers on Bar Band Friday Night.
Carnations from the grocery store. The last month or more, I buy another bunch for next time out this week. Lit a candle from the checkout line. Supposed to smell the brandy wine. Let's light them both. They were two for one today. Remember when it was just me and you? One suitcase with room for two. Awesome, darling, going wherever it might land. Do you recall that 1 year lease? Few dozen cubic feet. Being far from you is more than I could stand. Where we're going and where we left. Between you and me, darling, I'm scared to death. They're just smooth. You know I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours now.
fed. No, I wouldn't trade a bit of it. It's yours and mine and ours. It ain't mine, but I bought you flowers. I slow ourselves until we both remember where we found the sun. Flowers.
What a sweet song that is. Perfect Valentine's Day song.
Yes.
Love that, Terry. Conrad said too, he said it's an accordion in the background. When the accordion is used right, it's just the perfect complement sometimes to a song. I just love it.
This is wonderful. Yes. I just, it's quirky. It's cute. And obviously with the backstory about it being for his wife and also knowing what they've gone through, it just makes it that much more sweet.
Can I read something? This is off his website. I love this.
Oh, yeah, please do.
It says, Tyler SJ Music. I started playing guitar when I moved to Oregon and had no friends. In the many years since, I've played countless shows, written dozens of songs, some good, and collaborated with musicians I respect more than any doctor. Okay, maybe not abortion doctors, but most doctors. He says, these days, I live in Northeast Wisconsin. I write about the things I know, family, growing up, and figuring bleep out. Sobriety. I love to play for people, love to talk about music, among at least two other things, and I'm certainly happiest with my wife's ass in my hands. My guitar is a close second, though. I love this guy. That's so great.
I think we have to get him on your show.
I think we have to. That would be so great.
I'm sure he would love it.
And he's from Northeast Wisconsin.
He's quite a character, too. Yeah. He hasn't lost his sense of humor, obviously.
Can you just, can we do a quick thing and then you just whet our appetites a little bit more for Kaylin when we come back before we let you go? All right, perfect. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here, as usual. And we're going to hear a little bit about our next guest, who Terry introduced us to a few months ago. And we're doing a little celebration here, an extended Bar Band Friday night here on Valentine's Day, just for you. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I wish every day the sun would shine. Take me to another place in my life. Everything is beautiful.
And no wants to need
no sun to need to rule our soul.
I wish
every day sunshine.
How
I wish. A new choice. Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation. 540 WAUK.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal could cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
What's your go-to when the cold winds of winter blow? A heavy coat? A hat? For many of us, it's lip stuff, too. But did you know one of the most popular brands, Carmex, the one in the little yellow tube or tub, is a Wisconsin product? It's made in Franklin, a suburb of Milwaukee, and it's shipped to more than 60 countries every year. So can you guess the original use for Carmex? Fixing squeaky doors, actual lip balm, or to soften baseball gloves? The answer coming up. Alfred Woolwig created Carmex in the kitchen of his Dodge County home in Rubicon in 1937. He hand-poured thousands of jars until deciding to automate the manufacturing process in the 70s. Now, can you guess the original use for Carmex when it was created? More than 80 years ago. It's always been meant to be a lip balm, but people use it on other dry or itchy skin areas too. It remains a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Time to check out original music with Barr Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Terry Barr, you can hear her every Saturday night, just about every Saturday night, on Max Inc. Radio, along with Jimmy and Rocker. I understand we have some rocker news, Terry.
Rocker is rocking once again.
That's so great.
Oh, he scared all of us.
Yeah.
And for those who did not hear, he was playing a show, got up from behind the drum set, and collapsed and had a massive heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily, now this was back in December, right after the holidays. So he's been recuperating. He had to go back to the hospital once, but I think he's got his system down. Now he's doing some physical therapy, and tomorrow night he's coming into the studio live at 7:30 to give us an update. But we also have a huge surprise for him. And I can't say what it is because I don't want to blow the surprise in case he's listening.
That's okay. Leave it to a musician, a rock and roller, to do something on stage no one can follow, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad he's doing better. That's great. He's such a great guy.
Oh, my gosh. We are, too. We miss him terribly. The show is just not quite the same. We've had to, you know, because he's really a great tech guy when it comes to the live music. And so we've had to kind of cut some things down a little bit. We're making it work, though.
Okay.
But we can't wait for him to get back in the saddle.
That's great. And then I'm so excited to have Kaylin Cole on because you kind of told us about her several months ago. And she started playing, if I remember correctly, in bars when she was like 16. Her parents would take her to play open mics and stuff like that. That's so great. And now she's living in Nashville. So what a cool thing. And she seems to love Max Inc.
Yes, we love her right back. We're so happy that she thinks of us whenever she's in town. And the door is always open to her. We love to hear her stories. And she probably told you she recently quit her job.
I did
read
that.
So she is a full-time musician in Nashville now.
That is fun. And I did ask her about that. And she told us about that. And it's scary, but she says it's going great. So that's fantastic.
And all I ever say to her every time I see her, and it probably drives her nuts, that I always say, please don't forget all of us.
I don't think that's possible. She's a pretty big fan. And I think very thankful for what you guys have done, at least giving her exposure. And that's all you can ask for as a young artist, right? It's just people in your corner.
Yes.
Yeah. This is so fun. Thank you. Hey, do you have a favorite rom-com, Terry?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I like movies like The Wedding Crashers. I don't know if those count as a rom-com.
Sure. It's like it's a guy com, right? It's like a guy romantic comedy. But I would totally count
I like that kind of humor.
I'm not surprised at all. That's fantastic.
Thanks, Pete.
Thank you so much for your flexibility tonight. Have a great rest of your Valentine's Day night. And
you too.
Keep bringing this awesome music. We just love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. And happy Valentine's Day to all the listeners and the YouTube watchers, Facebook, all of that good stuff. Enjoy Kaylin Cole. I can't wait to hear her.
We have you to thank. Thanks so much, Terry. Have a great night. All right.
You
that's
too.
Terry Barr, Barr Band Friday night. And it's not over yet. We have a special guest coming up soon, who is Kaylin Cole, and she's going to be here with one of her special guests, Lexi Liu. They're coming up in just a few minutes. Conrad, I think this is funny. talk about a movie that's or a holiday that's ripe for a rom-com. And one of my favorite Hollywood personas, Gary Marshall, made this film called Valentine's Day in 2010. And it was pretty bad.
It's an awful film.
It's like got like 18% on Rotten Tomatoes. But before I even knew what Rotten Tomatoes was, I knew this was a bad film because I saw it. And we thought, though, we would clip some of this and just play a sampling of the film. So here is a clip. Is there anything else we need to set up?
It's Taylor Swift.
It's Taylor Swift. Okay, that's all you need to know. Taylor Swift from Valentine's Day, back when she was an actress.
I think we should just, like, enjoy this time.
Yeah, okay, good.
Did you like your gift?
I didn't open it yet.
You need to open it!
Wow, it's my track shirt.
Yeah, but I ironed on your lucky number on the back. 13.
But that's your lucky number.
You don't even like it.
No. No, I love it. I can't wait to wear it.
Try it on now, then.
Now?
Yeah.
Well, you know, a little uncomfortable taking my shirt off in public. But hey, I'll wear it later, okay?
Okay.
Are you going to carry it around all day?
Shut up. Let's go see if this fits in my locker.
All right.
That was Taylor Lautner, by the way.
The Taylors.
Taylor. And she was carried around a gigantic teddy bear.
Listen, she's one of my exes. I'm not going to disparage her on this show.
I didn't know. I just thought you interviewed her. I didn't know she was an ex.
Well, it was a gray area. You know, there was an age difference. Nothing weird. I mean, she's always been a talented person. So,
does Travis Kelce know about this?
Yeah, he's on a need-to-know basis. He doesn't need to know everything. That's Valentine's Day. Check it out if you're looking for something to rent tonight and you are easily amused. Check out Valentine's Day starring Taylor Swift, Jessica Alba, Kathy Bates, Taylor Lautner, and Jessica Biel.
And so before Terry left, she said, yeah. Valentine's Day, the film is terrible.
Yeah. She also said this. I missed this from Terry. PJ said, one of my favorite rom-coms is Big, starring Tom Hanks.
Love
and that's
that
a
movie.
Fun film. Yeah, definitely. And then Terry said, fun film, PJ. She agreed with him. But then she said, also saved a guy's life in a plane crash. I don't know. Was that for the quiz?
No, that was, well.
Or is she talking about Sully?
I don't know.
We should have asked her while she was here. All right. So coming up Monday, folks, we have another really fun show. Matt Miller will be here. We're making radio history again on Nightlight. I don't know how we do this week after week, night after night. But we have two Matts on the same show. Don't ask me how I did it, folks. We're making radio history. This has never been done before, to the best of my knowledge. Matt Miller, Milwaukee film critic, will be here. And local hip-hop artist from Northeast Wisconsin, Matt Harper. He's been on the show before, and he is great. So he'll be in the studio. Can't wait. Here's another Valentine's Day suggestion for you. Michael Bolton's Big Sexy Valentine's Day Special. Just look it up online. He's like barely covered in a red blanket. 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, okay, whatever. We're coming up next. We have Kaylin Cole in studio. It's pre-recorded. We'll be back Monday. Stay tuned for Kaylin Cole. She is fantastic. Happy Valentine's Day.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A dead duck collected by Milwaukee County has tested positive for the bird flu. The DNR says the wild merganser had the H5 avian influenza virus. That's been found in 6 Wisconsin counties since mid-December, including Milwaukee, Racine, Dane, St. Croix, Wood, and Brown.
While health officials report a low risk of transmission to humans, they do advise avoiding contact with sick or dead wildlife. This weekend, you might see another 5 to 7 inches. That's building on top of the 4 to 7 inches of snow that came down Wednesday. Tonight, a winter weather advisory will be in effect. 2 to 4 inches could come down tonight, with snowfall rates reaching up to 1 inch an hour. Light snow will continue tomorrow and on Sunday, and everything should be cleared out by noon. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. More details about another Milwaukee school with high lead levels have been released. Late last week, the Milwaukee Health Department put out a report on a lead risk assessment at Cagle Elementary School. That found over 40 areas requiring abatement due to lead dust hazards. It comes a day after a report released regarding the lower campus at Golda Meir. The health department has issued an order for the schools to correct code violations by March 11th. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is joining a lawsuit against John Deere. Lisa Hale has more.
Wisconsin and 4 other states accused Deere of forcing owners of its equipment to only use its own teams to make adjustments or repairs. Deere has been at the center of the right to repair movement, with farmers and mechanics accusing the company of disabling any tractor that is repaired by its owner or third parties. Moline, Illinois-based Deere is the world's largest maker of agricultural equipment.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. A winter weather advisory for tonight. A couple inches of snow and a low around 25. Snow for your Saturday, maybe another inch with a high near 33. And more snow Saturday night and another inch or two possible. Winds will increase to 30 out of the northeast.
It's 21 right now.
Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called a switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend's headlines and give a preview to the spring primary election on Tuesday. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gonna be some sweet sounds coming down.
There's going to be some sweet sounds right here in the studio. Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. This is hour number 2. This is an extended bonus episode of Bar Band Friday Night. My next guest and her guest, who are in the studio here, Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, were I was made aware of these two talented musicians from Terry Barr on a Bar Band Friday night, probably about 6 months ago. So the fact that we get to do this little bonus segment on Bar Band Friday night and actually have these girls in here in the studio to perform is so fantastic. So it is my pleasure to welcome to Nightlight, Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu. Hi.
Thank you. Hello. Hi, Pete.
This worked out so well.
I know. I mean, love it when life does that.
Once in a while, it just things fall into place, and it's fantastic. So I thank you to Jimmy and everyone at Max Inc. for alerting me to your presence here in Green Bay tonight. You're a long way from home.
Yes.
But you're playing here locally tonight. So let's get that out of the way. If people want to hear you here and then go hear you live tonight, they can do that.
Yeah, perfect. Well, Lexi Liu and myself are playing a duo show at Black Saddle Tavern in Oasis, which is just right down the road here in downtown Green Bay from 8:30 to 12:30 tonight.
8:30 to 12:30.
Yeah. Valentine's Day.
That's Do you sing romantic songs?
We might.
Yeah. Hey, we're there to be everyone's jukebox. We'll play whatever they want to hear.
That's kind of what we
they're
say.
Love
so.
That.
Yeah.
Do you have favorites that people request? Are there common ones that you guys probably know, like the back of your hand?
People love like Stevie Nicks from us. Oh, yeah. And they like, you know, the girls like Joan Jett and they like Gretchen Wilson and things like that.
Nice.
But we like to like keep them on their toes and throw in some like TLC and some
cool things. Oh, and you got originals too.
Yes.
So,
yes, plethora.
And your originals are great. So how do you balance that? Do you start with originals, then mix in some covers, or what's the procedure?
I would say we just kind of feel out the crowd and the energy and what people are feeling. And, you know, if they want to hear something new, sometimes people will put a couple dollars in the bucket and ask us to sing an original song, which, you know, always strokes the ego a little bit, you know?
That feels really good.
Yeah. So.
All right. So tonight you're at the Black Saddle. Here in Green Bay, that's just down on Washington Street, and that's at 8:30 to 12:30. And then tomorrow night is Paradise North Distillery. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same deal. 8:30.
It's around 6 to 9, so it's more where you know the families can come out, come out to the distillery and hang out and get some food and enjoy the music.
You can be home in bed at a respectable
exactly.
hour.
Exactly.
And that's what the music business is all about, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, it's great to have you guys here. Okay, so I saw on Instagram, Lexi, when I was doing my research earlier, or Kaylin, you just made the decision to go full-time with music.
Yeah.
Like about 6 months ago?
Yeah.
That's kind of scary, but how's it going?
It is scary, and I have a great support system in Nashville in order to do that. So I've got a lot of people like Lexi who have been doing music full-time for quite a while now. And so I was kind of teetering back and forth on, I don't know. I don't know if I should do it. I'm comfortable at my job. I had a corporate job at the time with benefits and the whole nine, you know. But I was like, I didn't move to Nashville to work a corporate job. I could move to, like, I could move back home to Wisconsin and have a corporate job. But it was taking away from the creative process as an artist, you know. You do the cover gigs, you do what you can, and that's fun, but it's also work. However, the creative and really fun part where you can let go is writing and creating with people. And that was kind of steering me away from that. And so I had to choose, and I chose music. So
what do you, like, are you saying, like, you'd work all day, you'd be tired, and you're like, I don't feel like writing right now. So I'm just going to do Shake It Up Again tonight or whatever, you know, something like that. And then you just fall into that rut.
Well, you kind of fall into that rhythm, but you also aren't challenging yourself because you are putting so much energy, 8 hours a day, into something else that does not pertain to your music at all. So,
did you hear that growing up? Have a fallback. Have a fallback.
Always.
And you've been doing this for a long time, Lexi. You've been at this for, did you say 12 years you've been in Nashville?
Yes, and I started busking on the streets because I couldn't find any gigs on the, in the downtown bars. And I did that for 3 years. Honestly, I would have rather have stayed doing that if I didn't. The cops started hassling us with the noise ordinance laws and having speakers down there, you know. And I tried for permits and stuff for a little while, but I needed cash too because I had a lot of bills from school.
Sure. And if you're not doing what you really want to do,
right,
if you're putting all this time into filing or whatever, that makes good sense. So I applaud you for making the plunge and for you of making a go at it for this long, Lexi. That's fantastic.
She's been a great mentor,
well, thank you.
Yeah.
Before we hear a song, how long have you been in Nashville?
Kaylin, and how long do you miss Madison? Was Madison a good launching point that you outgrew? Why did you make the decision to go to Nashville?
I definitely did not outgrow Madison, but I do love some of the venues there, like Gamma Ray Bar. They are a new bar that really support independent artists in Madison, and a couple of other places like Red Rooster Inn. I'll be playing there sometime in the spring. But I actually have one person to thank a lot for all opportunities that I started getting in Wisconsin, and that's Derek Ramnerice. And he is locally in Baraboo right now, but he plays, his band Old Soul Society play all over the state. Okay. And they actually play Mila Music up here in Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every year for the past couple years. And he helped me get this foundation back home. And I feel like a lot of artists overlook and undervalue their platforms back home. They all rush to get to Nashville, right? And they kind of leave their hometowns behind a little bit. But you have to remember, those are the people that made you.
Right.
So those are the people that started you and gave you opportunities. And it's always good to come back and feed into that too. You know,
that's
great. And I love to see my family back here. My boyfriend's up here. So I like to, you know, come back.
It's a convenient relationship.
Yeah, huh? Yeah. I like to come back for that.
No, it's what you say is absolutely right. Like, you have to learn somewhere and make your mistakes. Mm-hmm. And it's okay to do that in a smaller place where you can screw up. And it's not a meaningful gig that's going to make or break your career. Mm-hmm. So I would imagine Madison was a great place to get started.
And I would think Lexi would also kind of feed into this a little bit, but don't you think Nashville's just really good for networking and, like, especially the writing aspect?
Oh, definitely. I feel that if songwriting is one of your main goals of your career, that Nashville is or any of the major cities, depending upon which genre you're writing music for, you know, Nashville, LA, New York, but to be in those cities and to be surrounded by other people doing what you're doing is not only inspiring, but it's kind of a vital, you know, point of the networking process of making it, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you get invigorated being around other creative people too, right? It helps you raise your game. And
it does. It does.
Rather
than, like, you know, looking at it as like jealousy, or it's better to level up with it, right? With the people around you.
Right.
And you just keep leveling each other up, and that's a fun thing to see.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
You guys gonna play something?
Yeah. I mean, we definitely can.
I've heard, the word on the street is that you have a new song.
I do. Yes. I actually dropped it today.
Whoa.
So, yeah.
Do you feel comfortable doing that? Or
you
guys do whatever you want. I'm just thrilled you're here. So,
well, thank you, Pete. It's called Me This Time. And funny enough, Lexi is one of the writers on this.
Nice.
Same with Brian Dalloway and myself. We just kind of wanted to write a bluesy, funky tune.
Cool.
And So,
Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu here in the studio at Nightlight. Me This Time is the song.
I've been kicking myself for the choices I made. We both made mistakes, but I'm trying to change. I thought all the wrongs I could turn right. There were too many lies I couldn't help you hide. Oh, but gotta say goodbye and pack up all my stuff in the mess that was us. Gotta cut all these ties, 'cause I'm picking me this time. Well, it's been so hard letting you go, making up my mind cries. Oh, cause I gotta say goodbye and pack up all my stuff in a mess that was us. Gotta cut all these ties, cause I'm picking me this time. Yeah. I can see straight through them. Ain't got no more time for excuses. I choose healing, a new beginning. Made a choice, you're no longer my weakness. I finally said goodbye and packed up all my stuff in a mess. That was us, was the best choice of my life. When I finally said goodbye and packed up all my stuff in the mess, that was us. Gotta cut all these ties, cause I'm picking me this time. This time. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was great.
Thank
that
you.
Was excellent. It is so nice to finally have singers in the studio who have a better voice than me. So that was great. Great song. Nice self-empowering kind of rebound song, maybe? Is that kind of a...
Yeah, so I recorded something and released it last year called See You Tonight, and it's another bluesy piece, and it's kind of a response song to that one, because that one's all about, like, oh, I know I'm not really meant for this relationship that I'm in, said relationship, but I'm gonna go and see them anyways and use my energy towards that when you know you're not supposed to. And so this one's kind of like a rebuttal to that, and it's like, no, I'm gonna choose myself this time. It's okay to be selfish. You gotta pick yourself up first before others. So
where do you write better, Wisconsin or Nashville? We just talked about how it's kind of invigorating being in Nashville.
Where do you
find more inspiration?
I don't know. I think I find more inspiration in Nashville. I know there's like the hustle bustle of the big city and everything, but it is just, there's a plethora of creativity there and a lot of hungry musicians that want to create. And so, I mean, there might be here in some parts of Wisconsin, definitely in Madison, bigger cities, but I think it's just easier to find those types of people in Nashville.
Yeah.
So.
Personally, I think that my favorite type of writing, Nashville is a great source. I agree.
Yeah.
But also when you take some people from Nashville or from, you know, that are all like-minded for that want to write songs, and you go and do like a songwriter's retreat at a destination somewhere.
Yeah.
I've found that a lot of magic happens on those trips. You know, you get a lot of great songs and stuff when all the same people are there to do the same thing.
That's so cool. Lexi, you have a new song coming out too. We can talk about
next.
We're going to do a very short break, and then we'll see if we can get these guys to perform maybe one more song in a short segment. They're helping me close down Nightlight here tonight. It's Lexi Liu and Kaylin Cole on Nightlight with Pichwaba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it breaks my heart. I want to get up all.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, now a weekly podcast.
Hey, this is Downtown Danny Brown, and this week in Waukesha, our first guest is Common Council President Alicia Halvinslaven, talking about her re-election campaign, the big issues affecting Waukesha today, and her pending nuptials, and so much more. Please join us on civicmedia.us/shows.
This Week in Waukesha, now a weekly podcast from 540 WAUK.
Community is more than where you live. It's the people in it who show up each day and help it thrive. During Black History Month and year-round, AARP recognizes the everyday excellence of those who give back to their Wisconsin communities. They believe when efforts drive change for the greater good, everyone thrives together. Connect and learn what AARP is doing locally and how they can make the communities better for all ages. Visit aarp.org/WI. Paid for by AARP.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underley is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underley or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Welcome back. We are in the throes of our number two, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live statewide from beautiful downtown Green Bay. We have in the studio here two incredible musicians, Kaylin Cole, who Terry Barr introduced us to your music a few months ago. And I know you've been on, you're no stranger to Max Inc. Radio, which is such a great show.
I know, I love them.
And Lexi Liu joining you here in Wisconsin. What do you think of Wisconsin?
Hello. I have mixed feelings. We'll talk about that later.
Off the air, maybe?
Yeah.
Before a show, yes.
No. She wants to do, though, is build an igloo.
I wanted to do is build an igloo. But it's supposed to snow tonight, so.
It's supposed to snow bad.
Yeah, so maybe she might
maybe
get
we
that.
Can build an igloo.
You might want to get started on that.
Yeah.
I hope they're
does
putting you up somewhere.
While?
I think so.
I don't know. I'm an igloo novice. Yeah. So, who are your influences, both of you? I'd like to ask you that question. Like, who do you?
Yeah, some of my greatest influences would be Pink and Chris Stapleton.
Okay.
You know, I love the musicianship and the showmanship of Pink, and as well as her songwriting and just her boldness.
Yeah.
And then Chris Stapleton is just an idol. You know, I love his bluesiness and his guitar licks and his lyrics are just, you know, him. Jason Isbell would also be another one.
He's great. Yeah.
He's great like that.
I love that.
So you guys are in Nashville. Pink is more of a pop, rock, hard driving.
Well, kind of a baddie, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm working on my debut album right now. It's titled Weirdly Wired. And, you know, it's not going to be just one genre. It's going to be a little pop, a little classic rock, some blues, some country. Just good music, I think, is good music, you know?
Totally. Yeah. Where can people follow you, Lexi?
Yeah, on all social medias, at Lexi Liu Music.
L-E-W-E.
You know, it's L-E-X-I-L-E-W.
L-E-W, that's what I mean. Okay, good.
Yeah. I would have to say my influences is definitely Chris Stapleton.
Love it.
But I would say Adele as well. I love Adele.
I can hear that.
The CCM, Christian Contemporary Music artist, Lauren Daigle.
Oh, yeah.
I love her. So she's awesome.
Her control.
Yeah, I know,
so
it's insane.
Good. Yeah.
But I think those are mine.
Total inside baseball talk. I love when you guys get down there, like, where nobody else can tell
we're
what you're saying.
We're in the nitty-gritty. The way the vocal cords do this.
Yeah.
That's funny because the first time I heard you, when Terry brought your music, I thought I heard a little bit of Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow.
But I couldn't tell.
I've heard that before, though.
Have you?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
She's a rock star.
Yeah.
Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu are in the station. They're playing tonight. At the Black Saddle, right down the street here in Green Bay. If you're in downtown Green Bay, go to the Black Saddle, 8:30 to 12:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow night, it's at the Paradise. I can't even read my own name. Paradise
North Distillery.
Yeah. Two cool names. I don't know much about the venues, but those are great bar names.
Yeah.
So I don't think you can go wrong.
I think so, too.
Okay. So are the audiences different?
Yes. Black Saddle. Yes. Like between the two, you
Well,
think?
I just mean like, you know, you're from Wisconsin, you've been in Nashville. Mm-hmm. When you play there and you've got what I would assume are jaded music fans,
yeah.
Are they tougher to please? Are they more forgiving? Or how are the audiences different?
Most definitely tougher to please, that's for sure.
Okay.
Well, because the main thing that the city was based on was music and built on was music. And so when people go down there, they expect music, you know?
Yeah.
And if, you know, so Broadway is always busy, but, you know, they have a lot of writers' rounds, which debut original music. So I would say original music is more valued down there, but people up here just love music in general.
Yeah.
And so it's always so much fun to come back. And, you know, people are just so kind here and they love listening to music and having a good time and just partying. So.
I don't know if people realize, but downtown Broadway now is so overrun with the amount of stages at any given time. I mean, I'm not exaggerating. There's between 300 and 1,000 people.
Wow.
You know, playing on a stage in the downtown area, and that's within a 5-block radius.
Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. Crazy.
You know, three stages per bar. There's, you know, 5 bars in, on every block,
yeah.
on each side now.
It's sometimes a duo, but it's mainly full band. Mm. So that's, you know, 5 to 7 people.
You guys, this is so much fun. Added bonus coverage of our Bar Band Friday night. So great to have you guys here. Check out these awesome musicians. Please don't be a stranger if you're back in Green Bay.
We'll never be.
Crush it tonight. Crush
Thank
it tomorrow
you.
Night.
Thank
break
you.
A leg. And, I'd like to thank all my guests tonight, Emerson Lehman, Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night, and Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu. Great to have them in the studio.
You.
Thank you for all your calls and texts. And you guys are going to play us out now with something.
Yeah.
Right?
Lexi, what you got?
So I'm going to play you guys a song you can find everywhere. It's called Day by Day. And this was my latest single. So
Day by Day, Kaylin Cole, Lexi Liu. Good night, Wisconsin.
Yesterday can float away, ain't no shame in taking it day by day. It's such a beautiful day, I'll pull a chair up, sit down by the lake, throw a line in the water, watch a bobber sing. With all my worries, I ain't in no hurry to fix the past that's gone, but I'm here today, not really sure what tomorrow holds, but it'll be better than yesterday. I don't know where it goes, but I go with the flow, then everything will be okay, taking it day by day. Taking it day by day. I don't need a clock on the wall. I'll count my time by the sun and the stars. As sure as a leaf in the autumn falls. I ain't hung up on the things that hold me. Cause I can't fix the past, it's gone. But I'm here today. Not really sure what tomorrow holds, but it'll be better than yesterday. I don't know where it goes, but I go with the flow, then everything will be okay, taking it day by day.
A new choice, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation, 540 WAUK.
Let's rock some local music this weekend on Max Inc. Join us as we welcome Kaylin Cole and Lexi Liu, plus Yanni and Rocker will stop in for a visit. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6 across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. CBS News learns that the Trump administration has moved to fire more than 400 employees at the Department of Homeland Security. The president says he's pleased with the ongoing effort to cut the federal government workforce. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
The president's Department of Government Efficiency, run by Elon Musk, offered federal workers a deferred resignation plan. And after a brief pause due to a legal challenge, Trump said he was pleased with the outcome.
75,000 is a lot of people, and we paid them well. You know, we gave them a lot of months of severance pay.
The number of federal workers who took the deal was about 5 to 10% short of the original stated goal. But cabinet members, including Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins, says more workers will be let go.
Yes, those will be forthcoming.
Many layoffs have included probationary workers. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
Federal prosecutors file a motion to drop the corruption case against New York.